Time now for Dial-A-Doc. We do this every week, part of Big Radio and FHN in Freeport. Joining us, clinical nurse leader at FHN, Megan Christensen. Good morning, Megan. How are you today?
Good morning, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too. A chilly one at that. Definitely dress up and get all warm. Kind of interesting on Halloween with lots of sugar. We're going to be talking about National Diabetes Awareness Month and diabetes education at FHN. And can you tell us a little bit more about people, a big health concern in the USA today? It seems like more and more. Why more people are, and why is it happening with diabetes in America?
I'm very happy to be here today. Although Halloween, we can still have a great time and be healthy. Get those steps in and drink plenty of water today. And starting on November 1st, it is Diabetes Awareness Month for the whole month of November. So FHN is having several events, and diabetes is a big deal, and we are here to support that. In the United States today, this is information from Centers for Disease Control, there are 37.3 million United States citizens with diagnosed diabetes. That's about 11% of the population. Shocking is that there are 8.5 million undiagnosed people with diabetes in our country. There are also 96 million known people with pre-diabetes and borderline diabetes. And if they don't start to take action, they could move into those diabetes statistics.
And maybe scared straight, if you will, on some of this. The theme for this year's National Diabetes Awareness, what is it, Megan, and why is it important?
One of the themes I found that I'm sticking to for Diabetes Awareness Month from NIH is take charge of tomorrow. Often with diabetes and chronic diseases, you have to manage day to day. And as a nurse for 15 years, I know the importance of supporting people, and taking charge of tomorrow and staying up to date on your health care is a really big deal.
You don't have to worry about what was yesterday or months previous. It's just what's coming up in the future, right?
That's right. Don't beat yourself up about the past. Take charge of your future.
I'll combine the next couple of questions here, Megan. What exactly is diabetes? And then there are different types. And if you could tell us about what some of the types are and who are some of the people at most risk for them.
Diabetes is a chronic condition, meaning long-lasting, lifelong disease, and it affects how we turn food into our energy. Your body breaks down most of the food that you eat or drink into sugar, and sugar is used in our body for our energy. It actually signals our pancreas to release insulin, and insulin acts like a key to a lock. It unlocks your muscles and your organs, and it lets the sugar leave your blood and move into your muscles for the use of energy. When someone develops a form of diabetes, their body doesn't either make enough insulin or they run out of it, which would be an easy definition of type 1 diabetes. Or their body starts to resist their insulin. Their cells don't respond to it well. It doesn't unlock the padlock well. And that is type 2 diabetes. And diabetes over time can cause very serious health problems. High levels of sugar in your blood is pumped from the top of your brain through all of your organs and out to the tips of your toes and fingers. So if you have high sugar levels, high A1Cs, this can cause a lot of heart disease, kidney disease, vision loss, and chronic problems.
We're visiting with Megan Christensen, clinical nurse leader at FHN, talking about Diabetes Awareness Month as part of Dial-A-Doc. What are some symptoms that someone might have that could alert them to the fact they might be a diabetic, Megan?
Yes, diabetes signs and symptoms often can be very vague in the beginning and can increase in intensity. They can be urinating often and frequently, up many, many times during the night, being very tired, not having a lot of energy. Example, I go to the grocery store and I am just wiped out after that for many hours, falling asleep during conversations with friends and family. Often people can be a little more moody. And they can, a big one is losing weight when you're not trying. If you are eating an unhealthy diet full of junk foods and sodas and you're losing weight, that is often an abnormal sign.
We've heard the term pre-diabetic. Can you tell us just what is that?
Yes, prediabetes is a condition where a person's sugar levels are high. They may be showing signs of one of those types of diabetes. It does not have any signs or symptoms. It's silent. But the sugar levels are high. You're not processing it correctly into your muscles for one of those reasons. And it puts you at risk for moving into a form of diabetes, typically more of a type 2.
How is diabetes confirmed? By testing?
Yes, diabetes is confirmed by testing. It's why it's important to stay up on your primary care visits and your lab work. Often it starts with a glucose test or a sugar. In science, we always use different words, but on your labs, if you're using your portal, it is your glucose level that they look at first. If that level is elevated, typically above 125, 126 fasting, or if it's elevated up above 150, a provider may also do a hemoglobin A1C, which is a test that tells us how much sugar has been in your blood for the past 3 months, and it helps us diagnose prediabetes and diabetes.
And what types of treatments are available for people that have diabetes confirmed?
Treatments for diabetes include a very important component, which is what I do at FHN, and that is diabetes education, self-management, and support. Coming to see a nurse like me and our dietitians can help you learn all about diabetes. There is a lot of information. I kept it really simple. And have a cheerleader and a support system to guide you along the way. And also help with your treatment plan. Treatments for diabetes vary. Type 1 diabetes is insulin management with injections or wearing a pump or very high level. There are transplants even available at large health systems for people with type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes treatment has oral medications like pills, also injections that are not insulins. They are taken once a week and they help with weight loss and feeling full. And type 2 patients can also be on insulin treatments as well.
So for people listening out there, what can folks do to help reduce their risk of diabetes?
To reduce your risk of diabetes, you first must be aware, hence National Diabetes Awareness Month. What are my risk factors? Do you have family members who have diabetes? Are you over the age of 45? Are you being active? So first, am I at risk for diabetes? Additionally, people
That's okay. We'll kind of combine a couple here, Megan. Christensen, clinical nurse leader at FHN. First of all, where can people find out more? And you've got a special event coming up regarding diabetes awareness. I'll let you tell us about that.
Yes, thank you so much. On the FHN website, FHN.org, Centers for Disease Control, American Diabetes Association, all have great information for people with diabetes. Special events coming up in our community, which I hope to see all of our people at. If you are worried about diabetes, if you have diabetes, if you are pre-diabetes and you know it, we have a very exciting event coming up on Wednesday, November 15th. There is no sign-up needed for this event. It is free and an open house dial. It is at our Freeport Public Library from 3 to 6 p.m., and it is a Diabetes Wellness Day. We will have many of our amazing team members from FHN there to do screenings, to share information, and examples of that include myself and the diabetes education team and our dietitians. Our amazing screen team will be there. They will be doing glucose checks, sugar checks, height, weight, and blood pressure checks. For those, you do have to have a primary care provider because they have to send your result to your provider. They are free, though. We also have our amazing audiology team there. they will be doing free hearing screens. Our pod squad, our podiatry team, our foot doctor team will be there also sharing information and doing screens for foot care as well. We will have our mental health support team there, our family counseling team, and they are amazing and will be there to share information on their programs and services. Our physical therapy department as well, sharing ways to be active and to move your body in any way that's important.
Sounds like quite the event.
Oh, yes. It's going to be amazing, and we hope to see a lot of people there. No sign-up needed, and a free event.
Wonderful. And one more, there's a special evening called Small Steps, Big Rewards this month. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I always host some of these throughout the years. Our Small Step, Big Reward program is also a free event for people with pre-diabetes, borderline diabetes, or maybe you're just worried, am I at risk for diabetes? We host these throughout the year because often insurances don't cover diabetes education for these people. And if you've come to them in the past, we encourage you to keep coming to hear information and get new and updated information. This is on Wednesday, November 29th, and it will start around 5 to 5:30. Again, our screen team will be there doing sugar and glucose checks for free, and the program itself will start from 5:30 to 6:30. And this does have a sign up on the FHN.org website, and that is up now, and you can start registering for free.
That sounds wonderful. We've been visiting with Megan Christensen, clinical nurse leader at FHN, talking about National Diabetes Awareness Month and diabetes education at FHN. Pleasure talking with you, Megan. I hope some people react from this and take you up on some of these wonderful events that you have going on. Yeah, you take care. Already?
Thank you so much and have a great day.
I will. That's Dial a Doc on Big FM 93.7 in the Morning Mess.